Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rothman. A Topeka woman has been charged with the death of a four-year-old child.
Marianne Belair has been charged by the Shawnee County District Attorney's Office with felony murder, aggravated child endangerment, and distribution of methamphetamine. Belair was taken into police custody after Topeka police officers responded to a call and found four-year-old Laurencia Perez Belair with a life-threatening gunshot wound. Laurencia was transported to a local hospital where she died of her injuries. At her hearing, Belair requested a court-appointed attorney. She remains in jail on $1 million bond. Her next court appearance is January 11th.
Chief Justice Marla Luckert selected Marissa Bayless to fill the special counsel to the Chief Justice position formerly held by Sean Jurgensen, who left the branch on September 8th to take a new role with the Council of State Governments in Kentucky. Bayless began her new duties on Tuesday. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Let's be honest. We all know the reasons why it's important to quit smoking or vaping, but sometimes it's hard to take the first step. That's where we come in. The Kansas Tobacco Quitline provides free one-on-one coaching for Kansans who are ready to quit smoking or vaping. Our trained coaches will create an individualized plan to help you quit tobacco and fight cravings. Visit ksquit.org or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at the Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device, payment, purchase, or full retail. Purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends. Eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly, alongside the Kansas Infrastructure Hub, announced the launch of the Build Kansas Fund, which provides state matching dollars to Kansas communities for infrastructure projects approved under the bipartisan infrastructure law. The Build Kansas Fund will invest $200 million directly into Kansas communities to support projects that include water, transportation, energy, cybersecurity, and broadband through fiscal year 2027. Governor Kelly said these matching dollars empower local leaders to forge ahead with projects that will grow our economy, connect people and businesses to high-speed internet, and build safer infrastructure that improves life for all Kansans. The Kansas Infrastructure Hub, a coordinating body comprised of representatives from the Kansas Department of Administration, Agriculture, Commerce, Health and Environment, and Transportation, along with the Kansas Corporation Commission and the Kansas Water Office, will manage the Build Kansas Fund, offering technical assistance, tracking funds, and promoting grant opportunities. Eligible entities include Kansas state agencies, counties, municipalities, special districts, community organizations, nonprofits, and federally recognized tribes that have or intend to apply for a federal bipartisan infrastructure bill program requiring a non-federal match. Entities can apply through the Kansas Infrastructure Hub website at kshub.org. The Kansas Department of Transportation has been hosting meetings this October as part of the Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, or EIC, local consult process. As the Kansas Department of Transportation holds local consult meetings every 2 years to discuss regional transportation project priorities with Kansans. Of the 8 in-person meetings, the last 2 meetings are set to take place this week in Lenexa and Wichita. However, the remaining gathering will be a virtual meeting for anyone who was unable to attend any of the in-person meetings. The Kansas Department of Transportation's local consult virtual meeting is open to the public and set for Tuesday, October 24th from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Those who attend will have the opportunity to share their region's transportation priorities, hear about more investments being made in transportation, and learn about various grant funding programs available through the Kansas Department of Transportation. And this is an important step in collecting public input for the IKE program, the state's current 10-year transportation improvement program. More details about meetings as well as information on the local consult process is available at ike.ksdot.gov. And for information on registering for the virtual meeting, you can visit ksdot.org. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan urges job seekers and employers to participate in the October statewide virtual job fair hosted by Kansas Works from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, October 25th. Tolan said Kansas is continuing to see a dominant trajectory of growth that is bringing thousands of employment opportunities with it. And as companies are looking to hire throughout the state, their workforce centers are ready and able to help those who are searching for a job. The virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation. And for more information about Kansas Works and to register for the virtual job fair, you can visit kansasworks.com and click on the link. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
The Geographic Information System staff at the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks are proud to offer hunters a new tool this year designed to make locating fields managed specifically for dove easier than ever. Each year, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks public land managers work diligently to provide quality wildlife habitat for public enjoyment, to include crops of sunflowers, milo, and wheat stubble that are sure to attract good number of wildlife, including dove. The 2023 Kansas dove hunting season started on September 1st and will run through November 29th, during which time hunters may take mourning, white-winged, Eurasian-collared, and ringed turtle doves. After the season closes, only Eurasian-collared and ringed turtle doves may be harvested. Hunters may keep a daily bag limit of up to 15 doves total, which can be mourning and white-winged doves in any combination. There's no limit on Eurasian-collared or ringed turtle doves, but any taken in addition to the mourning and white-winged dove daily bag limit must have a fully feathered wing attached for identification while in transport. The possession limit for dove is 45. Lastly, hunters should keep in mind that migratory doves may only be taken while in flight. To learn more about doves and the new location tool in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. As of September 25th, anyone can order 4 free COVID-19 test kits per household through covidtest.gov. The tests will detect the currently circulating COVID-19 variants and are intended for use through the end of 2023. And the kits will include instructions on how to verify extended expiration dates, as many kits have had their expiration dates extended beyond what may be printed on the packaging. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you'll never be asked for a credit card or bank account number. You only need to give a name and a shipping address. If you'd like an email confirmation and delivery updates from the U.S. Postal Service, you can submit your email address. However, it's important to note that anyone who asks for more information than that is a scammer. And remember, you should only go to covidtest.gov to order your free test kits from the federal government. And when you click to order, you'll be redirected to special.usps.com/test kits. If you're following a link from a news story, you should double-check the URL that shows in your browser's address bar. and no one will call, text, or email you from the federal government to ask for your information to help you order free kits. Don't give out your credit card, bank account, or Social Security number. Do not respond to any unsolicited calls. Instead, report it to the Federal Trade Commission at reportfraud.ftc.gov. October is National Pet Wellness Month, and K-State veterinarian Susan Nelson is sharing some tips to foster a healthy lifestyle for your furry family members. According to Nelson, incorporating preventative measures such as vaccinations, regular vet visits, dental care, and appropriate nutrition keeps your pets in optimal health, preventing potential illnesses, and prepares them for long and fulfilling lives. And she said mental stimulation, companionship, and a loving environment are equally vital for their overall well-being. Nelson shared some key tips for pet owners that include to schedule regular checkups with your veterinarian to monitor your pet's health and catch any potential issues early, provide a balanced and nutritious diet appropriate for your pet's age, size, activity level, and breed to help them maintain a healthy weight and manage overall well-being. Keep snacks to a minimum and utilize low-calorie options. Engage your pet in regular exercise and mental activities to keep them physically and mentally fit. Stay up to date with vaccinations and preventative treatments to protect your pet from disease and parasites. Maintain proper grooming and hygiene practices to ensure your pet's coat, teeth, and overall cleanliness are in good condition. And have a to-go bag packed and ready in case of an emergency evacuation with an adequate amount of food, water, and medication. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Have I got some great news for you. We're getting a new Tractor Supply store in the neighborhood. Hi, this is Marvin Matchett inviting you to join me in Phillipsburg for the grand opening of the new Tractor Supply store. There's going to be product experts to talk to, plenty of bargains, a great time to get acquainted with the team, and explore the huge selection for homeland and animals. Join me Saturday, October 21st from 11 to 1 for a live KQNK broadcast from your new neighborhood Tractor Supply store, 1401 State Street, Phillipsburg, Kansas.
Precision under pressure. That's what area students and athletes strive for every day. And Natoma Manufacturing Corporation strives to produce the highest quality products, along with great communication in their drive to achieve their goals. Natoma Manufacturing Corporation wishes the best for all of the area students and athletes this school year and wherever they are going in life. Good luck and have fun out there from Natoma Manufacturing Corporation, located on East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Fiscal year 2024 is not looking good for farm exports, already down through 11 months tabulated for fiscal year of 2023.
Unfortunately, I think fiscal year 24 is probably going to be a little bit challenging for U.S. ag exports.
American Farm Bureau senior economist Veronica Nye.
As we've seen the U.S. dollar continue to fluctuate but stay high, it makes our products price above our competitors, and then it makes also, of course, imports cheaper.
Nye says superior U.S. product quality is not enough to overcome the dollar's strength, made stronger by rising U.S. interest rates and other factors hurt exports.
You look at things like a Mississippi River being low that increases transportation costs. You look at competitors having really good growing seasons.
And then there's the lapsed farm bill and its market promotion programs that will likely have to be extended at expired levels.
If we continue to see that funding at the same level as it's been for the last couple of decades, we see how that power, the strength of those allocated funds continue to deteriorate.
USDA says farm exports through the first 11 months of fiscal year 2023 were down 10% from the same period in the fiscal year 2022. That after back-to-back record export years. A Kansas ethanol producer has agreed to a settlement with the Environmental Protection Agency to resolve alleged violations of the Federal Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act. EPA will collect $12,234 of penalty from the ethanol producer Pratt Energy, LLC, to resolve the alleged violations. EPA says that the company failed to submit required annual reports listing the releases of toxic chemicals at the company's facility in Pratt, Kansas. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Ranchers, it could be time to process those calves. Whether you're weaning your own or bringing in a potload of stockers, health protection is of utmost importance. So you need answers and the right products. No wonder ranchers from all 50 states have come to rely on the products and assistance they get at Valley Vet Supply. Another reason people from so far away get their supplies the Valley Vet way, they know the right products to keep in stock, like Valley Vet's broad selection of vaccines and insecticides. And their tech service veterinarians can help you make sensible choices for your situation. Same-day shipments available direct to your door. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Pretty warm over the next couple of days across the Central Plains as high pressure sets up over the Rockies. We'll hit about 80 in our western counties this afternoon. Temperatures get another boost on Friday, going way above average with a warm front moving through. Then we're back to near average daytime highs on Saturday and Sunday. That'll be following a dry cold front that's set to drop in from the Northern Plains on Friday night. That'll bring cooler air back to Kansas with our weekend highs in the 70s. Precipitation chances stay low through the upcoming weekend, with upper level flow keeping things dry for a while. We do have another trough on the way that'll be arriving early next week with the possibility of some rain. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is parked over the central Rockies, extending down into western Texas and covering our region. A low pressure lee trough is over western Kansas, and that'll help warm the temperatures to near 80 in our western counties this afternoon. We'll stay in the 70s in the east. Occasionally breezy, wind will be out of the northwest at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Overnight looks clear, lows mostly in the 40s. Friday will be very warm in the western counties again, with some areas hitting the mid-80s. Looks like we will stay in the 70s for the eastern counties with plenty of sunshine. Late Friday, that cold front drops in from the northern plains, bringing cooler air back into our area. It'll be a bit cooler on Saturday and Sunday, highs mostly in the 70s with fair weather. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we'll be in the low 80s with low 40s overnight. Mid-70s to low 80s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 40s. Mid-70s northeast, and tonight mid-40s. Low 80s in the southwestern counties, tonight we're in the low 40s. Low 80s for the south central counties and upper 40s to low 50s overnight. We're in the mid to upper 70s in the southeast for the afternoon, and tonight we're looking at upper 40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.